Anything you add to the Word of God is an addition to His truth. That music I just highlighted, a carnal, worldly man playing some Christian songs, God does not want that offering. In Leviticus 10, hey, the police told us we were fine. Thank you very much. Just told a lady that tried to run us out. The police said we're absolutely legal. In Leviticus 10, God takes two priests that are bringing strange fire, and He burns them because they brought strange fire. What's going to happen to all these worldly musicians? What's going to happen to all these worldly pastors? What's going to happen to all the worldly priests? What's going to happen to all the worldly churchgoers that have substituted the things of God with worldliness and sin and carnality? God's going to spew it out of His mouth. Go read Revelation 2 and 3. One or two sins gets you spewed out of the mouth of God. God desires perfection. Now, that doesn't mean you'll never make a mistake or sin. It means you come to maturity. You come to a place where you desire wholeness, completeness in the things of God. That's when you're perfect, you're complete, you're mature. But if you live in sin, if you live in worldliness, if you live in false ways, you are not complete or mature. You're willful sinning before a holy God. And we need to talk about that. Hebrews 10 says, willful sin, there's no sacrifice for your sin. That sin you keep doing that you know is wrong, Jesus' blood does not cover your sin that you keep doing. The Bible says, forsake your sin. You must turn from your sin. Forsaking your sin means stopping, fleeing, and going the other direction. Not adding worldly musicians. Not adding a pastor that tickles your ears. Not watching sports or finding some worldly carnal church that makes you happy. No, Christ said, in the last days, there'll be many false teachers. Go read Matthew 24. Many false prophets. And He said also in the Bible, the love of many will grow cold. And He said, you'll be hated for My name's sake among the earth. But in the Sermon on the Mount, He said, blessed are you when men persecute you, revile you, lie about you. You'll be blessed in His name if that happens. What a glorious thing we get to do. Hopefully you go and study the Word of God some more, sir. The Word of God's not on your side. My website is there to help you for free, but you don't know the Word of God, sir. You came refuting me. You didn't know the Word of God. He said Jesus didn't come to divide. Jesus came to divide. He said Jesus wasn't threatening with hell. Jesus did talk about hell. He even admitted that. Everybody wants to water the message of Christ down to please you. If the message pleases you in your flesh, it's no longer the message of Christ. Let's talk about that again. If the message is watered down to please you, it's not pleasing to God. Because the Word goes forth for the Spirit, for the truth, for the Father, for the Son. And if it pleases man, it's a compromised word. That's the day and age we're living in today. The churches are compromised. The pastors are compromised. The priests are compromised. The pews are compromised. The culture is far from the truth of God. But you have to repent and turn and seek the kingdom. Jesus said, what does it profit a man to gain the whole world and lose his soul? Who cares how much money's in your 401k, how popular you are? Who cares what church you attend that you think is awesome? You're going to be separated from God on Judgment Day. Jesus said He knows His sheep. They hear His voice and they follow Him. Are you following the voice of God to eternal life? Or are you following the voice that pleases you? Are you following the voice that pleases your flesh? Are you following that which looks like it goes along with the culture? Dead fish go downstream at all times, but the fish that are alive swim against the tide. If you're alive in Christ, you will swim against the tide of the culture. You will swim against all the sexual perversion. You'll swim against all the, live against all of the sinfulness in the culture. You'll test the word of God to see that your church systems are corrupt and full of sin and false ways. Feminization, which we haven't talked about much today. Worldliness and carnality. Satan is running the culture. Satan is running the church systems, as my sign says. You must rebel against Satan, the father of lies, and cling to the Lord of truth, the Lord of hosts, the King of kings. Rebel against Satan and his kingdom. Be born again by the shed blood of Jesus Christ, his death, burial, and resurrection. And repentance to him, to become born again by the Spirit of God, and to walk in holiness and obedience, not the culture, not the church, not your flesh, the worldly church. And then the Bible says you must endure in the end, till the end. This is the biblical gospel to eternal life. Endure in your salvation of holiness and obedience. That's not the American church. That's not the American culture. You're walking the broad road to destruction. If you're willing to turn, you can be transformed. You can be made new. Lose this life to find it in Christ. Repent and seek the kingdom. Watch your mouth, man. There's children here. Wicked adults using the F word with children walking around. Wicked, vulgar vileness in the American culture. We love you, ma'am. I hope you repent. Your heart, your mind, your soul, and your mouth can be cleansed by the word of God. You won't use the F word anymore. If you get the love and the truth of Christ. What few will come, they count the cost is great. You're going to lose your career. You're going to lose your pride and vanity. You're going to lose your family and friends. You're going to lose your corrupt worldly church system. You're going to lose your worldly hobbies. The rich man, you think I'm too extreme. You think I'm too extreme. Telling you you're going to lose family, friends, your pride, your vanity, your culture, your hobbies. If you think I'm too extreme, Jesus said to the rich man, he said, Master, what can I do to attain eternal life? And Jesus said, keep the law. And he said, I've done all that. Jesus didn't turn around and say, good.
Thank you, guys.
Jesus said, you think I'm too hard?
To the Marian Art.
Jesus said, one thing you lack. One thing you lack will keep you out of the kingdom. The guy loved his stuff more than he loved God. What one thing do you lack today, American neighbor?
We got some more music coming up in this spot.
What sin are you keeping?
Some music out there that's going to be out in the alley.
What ways are you walking in? What pride and vanity and carnality are you holding on to? What false traditions? What idle things are you worshiping and lifting up above the Most High?
Just find me with
Jesus said, one thing you lack.
Music.
I'm just preaching like my master. What one sin are you walking in? Worldliness will damn your soul. Test yourself, neighbor. We love you. Let us know how we can help you in the faith.
I mean, this is their life. So make sure
seek ye first the kingdom of God in spirit and truth, neighbor. Repent and seek him. He's coming in flaming fire. He came as a baby in a manger. He's coming as a fiery lion of Judah. He's coming to separate out his sheep from the goats. The American culture, the American churches are full of goats. Don't be a goat, be a sheep of God. Transform your life, your heart, your mind with the word of the Spirit of God. He gives the faith. He gives repentance. He gives new life via the Spirit. He'll give holiness and obedience. And he'll help you by his grace endure. It's not one thing, just believe. It's not just go to church services. In fact, don't go to church services at all. They're not built on the Father's word. Salvation is a process of life. As you walk it out, like a marriage, like a citizenship. Hey, I'm a citizen of America. Unless I walk that out every day the rest of my life, guess what? They're going to arrest me, and I'll go to jail. If I become a traitor to America, they may even shoot me. I got to endure in my American citizenship. I got to endure in every town's laws I drive through. I've got to endure in my godly marriage. When I had a full-time job before I retired to fund myself and preach the gospel, I had to endure in every job I ever had till I quit and found another one. The Bible says you must endure to the end to find salvation. But if you're just walking around and Jesus is a get-out-of-hell card in your back pocket, you are sorely deceived. He's a Savior to walk with. He's a Savior to be loved and adored and lifted up. Worship is not a thing you do on Sunday morning. Worship is how you live your life. Worship is how you're keeping the commandments of God. Worship is reading the scriptures, obeying them, loving God by obeying Him. 1 John 5:3. This is the love of God, that we keep His commandments. You're not keeping the commandments as you live like the world. You're not keeping the commandments of God as you go to the corrupt Sunday church system. You can only know if you're keeping the commandments by reading the Word of God and be led by His Spirit. What a joyous thing. The Spirit of God will guide you. The Father is so good and so true and so loving and so worthy. But He doesn't do it all for you. Jesus did not do it all. Let's be clear. Jesus did everything He needed to do to find salvation for you. But He didn't do it all for you. You must repent, pick up your cross, follow Him, come out of the culture, come out of the worldly ways, come out of your feminization, your pride, your vanity. I've been saying it over and over. Come out of your trinket buying, your gluttony, feasting on every king's dainty that you can find. That's not the path to eternal life. The path to eternal life is to latch onto Christ by the Spirit and the Word and follow Him. But you got to come out of the world. Test yourself, sir. If you're part of the world, judgment's coming for you. You can't be of the world and say that you appreciate God's Word. We heard that a lot today. I got it. I'm good. No. If you're of the world, you're not good. If you're of churchianity, you're not of God. It's our job to show you the difference between the goodness of God, the truth of God, the Word of God, and all the false ways of the culture and Satan's system. Humble yourself before a mighty God. Meek, lowly, humility will be seen by God, and then He'll lift you up. Pride, arrogance, and doing your own way is the ticket to judgment. Ponder this, neighbor. Test yourself to see whether you're in the faith or you are a reprobate.